Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I am Prince Harry, here to promote my new book, Eight Ball Over... Sorry, wrong universe. I'm Andy Zaltzman, and this is Top Stories. Let's go back to 2008, when Robert Mugabe was still being Robert Mugabe, and we turned the Bugle focus onto Zimbabwe.
Top story this week, Zimbabwe! It seems that plucky overdog Robert Mugabe has finally won the Zimbabwe election that he has been ornately rigging like a Spanish galleon for the last month or so. After Morgan Tsvangirai pulled out in protest and in fear of the lives of his supporters, Mugabe is running unopposed. He's running against thin air, but he's not taking any chances, Andy. He's rounded up any thin air that he suspects of disloyalty and has chased large amounts of thin air across the border. In fact, any piece of thin air which isn't visibly carrying a ZANU-PF membership card may be subject to detention and interrogation. You're seeing a lot of membership cards blowing around in the breeze in Zimbabwe at the moment, and that's no accident. The air there is terrified.
Yes, well, I think even Mugabe's biggest fans would have to concede, John, that through this whole election process, he has acted like a bit of a tit. And Britain has finally toppled off the fence on this one and taken the bold, ruthless and world-shuddering step of stripping Mugabe of his honorary knighthood. Apparently, we've steered clear of this decisive humiliation for Mugabe up until now for two reasons. One, for fear of giving credence to Mugabe's accusations that Britain hates Africa. And two, for fear of anyone noticing that, A, we'd given him an honorary knighthood in the first place, and B, that at no stage of the intervening 14 years of despotic megalomania and human rights abuses have we seen fit to rescind it before. But better late than never, John.
That's right. I mean, the world has been slow to react to this situation and even slower to give a shit about this tragically unprofitable human rights abuse. But Britain did indeed step up this week and laid the smack down upon Mugabe and his goons. The Queen of England, TM, has taken that knighthood back. Boom! Take that, Bobby. You have just been queen slapped. How does it feel? She just dropped the Liz 2 bomb and it blew up right in your face. Still don't think Britain's doing enough? Step forward the England and Wales Cricket Board, which has announced that it has cancelled Zimbabwe's 2009 tour, saying it shared government concerns about the deteriorating situation and lack of human rights in Zimbabwe. We brought out the big guns, Andy. Cricket and the Queen. Cannons don't come bigger in Britain. We've done our bit. Your move, world.
That's right. The Queen will actually officially rescind the knighthoods next week. She's travelling to Harare to perform the traditional de-knighting ceremony, in which she will tap Robert Mugabe on both shoulders with a stale baguette whilst muttering, "F off out of it, big horse," under her breath. And also on the subject of the cricket, John, I mean, I think that is disastrous for Mugabe, because now, without Zimbabwe touring England next summer, he will not be able to use his cricket team as a political pawn, bringing reflected glory to his evil regime by being routinely thrashed by vastly superior, better-trained and infinitely better-funded opposition players. To our American listeners who don't follow Zimbabwean cricket, from a sporting perspective, stopping the Zimbabwean cricket team touring England is roughly equivalent to the NFL preventing Emmylou Harris playing against the New England Patriots.
Although, I have to say, I would go high on eBay for that ticket. The MDC says that some 86 of its supporters have been killed and 200,000 forced from their homes by militias loyal to ZANU-PF. In response, the government has blamed the MDC for the violence, i.e. killing and driving from home their own supporters. Come on, Mugabe, that's not even trying. That is infantile arguing. You have killed supporters of my party. No, you have. What? That doesn't even make any sense. You're a tyrant. Oh, am I? Twinkle, twinkle, little star, what you say is what you are. Oh, you got me.
Yeah, poor old Morgan Tsvangirai must be spinning in his, as we record and hopefully as you listen, still empty grave. But I guess the record books will only show, John, who won, not how they won. And Tsvangirai lost, and his complaints now are sounding a bit like sour grapes to me.
Mugabe, in yet another of his hilarious deadpan but searingly ironic victory speeches, said, "Victory for us does not mean death for the MDC." No, it doesn't. Just for its members. He has no problem with the organisation itself, just those who belong to it. He's a reasonable man, Andy. You know, if there is an MDC headquarters, he's fine with that. He currently has no quarrel with buildings. There just better not be anyone inside or near it. He then went even further by saying, "We remain open to discussions with the MDC." And again, that may well be true, but let's be clear. These are the kind of discussions that James Bond has with supervillains who have just captured him. This isn't so much a discussion as a threatening monologue while a laser gets closer and closer to your balls.
Well, actually, I think the MDC have really got to take a long, hard bath with themselves on this one, John. Because they have named themselves very badly, the Movement for Democratic Change. They wanted democratic change. Mugabe has given them that democratic change, and really it's their fault that they didn't specify what kind of democratic change they actually wanted. Yep. And Mugabe has merely changed democracy by basically taking all the letters of democracy out and replacing it with the words dictatorship. So it does appear that Mugabe is pretty much a dead cert to win the little anticipated presidential runoff, which has been so named because that's what all opposition supporters are being forced to do if they ever want to walk again. But apparently early indications show that many voters have heeded the MDC's call to express their opposition by not voting, leading to fears that once all the votes for Mugabe have been counted up, turnout could be as low as 140%.
Thank you for listening. More classic clips tomorrow. Now go and listen to the latest Bugle in your podcast feed right now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.